Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 8th of January. It's far too early to make pronouncements about the word of the year for 2026, but it might be affordability. US President Trump was talking about housing affordability overnight, with a proposal to prevent institutional investors from buying single-family homes. The rationale given was housing affordability. This follows on from a series of tariff reversals aimed presumably at undoing some of the impact of trade policy on consumer prices in the states, generally for specific products where consumers have a high degree of awareness and thus price sensitivity. What might seem concerning to investors is the fact that the US administration's economic policy seems increasingly to focus on single issues. Single-issue politics adds a risk premium because it tends to create uncertainty about the future and is often driven by popular perception and social media trends which may not tally with reality. Politics can also become contradictory if politicians are attempting to resolve single issues in isolation rather than having a coherent package of measures. Trump's mooted 50% increase in US defense spending is a case in point. This was always one of the concerns arising from the Venezuelan situation. Foreign adventures cost money. Trump has suggested that tariffs may cover the increased cost, but tariffs have been pledged for quite a lot of other costs, including tax cuts. They're already yielding less than the administration had hoped because of avoidance and retreats, and the tax revenue from tariffs will tend to decline over time as avoidance and sometimes substitution becomes more established. If this fiscal largesse worries the bond market, already focused on the rather unsustainable dynamics of the US fiscal position, then this would push up bond yields and lead to higher mortgage costs. That in turn would undermine attempts to make housing more affordable. Pursuing one single issue policy may defeat the intent of another single issue policy. German factory orders data for November was substantially stronger than recent trends and completely against expectations for a decline. Large orders were behind a bit of this move, and a small number of large orders are quite hard to predict. But there was genuine underlying strength there too. This is a reminder that the European economy is performing around about its trend rate of growth at the moment, although demographics naturally means that trends in GDP measurement will be less than in the Anglo-Saxon world. The United States provides import and export data for October, politically sensitive, more than economically useful perhaps. The distortions of stockpiling and tariff avoidance by US companies rather complicates the economic interpretation of these numbers this year. Initial jobless claims and other labour market measures are more likely to attract attention. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.